And here is the world heavyweight champion.
You know, girls, why don't you give it to him one more time?
Ed Capone.
That's who's standing here today. The world heavyweight champion. Only one.
Ed Capone.
Oh, girls, I can't stand it. Now I gotta talk. We all gotta be quiet.
What's going on? This is Ed Capone, and I would like to welcome you guys to another edition of the Ed Capone Show. Hope you guys are doing well. Wherever you're listening from in the world, thank you so much for joining me. Now, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know over the last few months that I haven't been myself, man. You know, it's been a lot of stuff just kicking me in the ass for the most part, you know what I'm saying? So I really haven't feel like I have been myself, you know what I'm saying? Especially like in the looks department, I haven't really been getting a haircut, shaving, all kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? I was just kind of depressed in a sense, you know, but I really was just trying to stay focused on the task that I had in front of me. And you know, I just was, I guess, trying to stay in the moment to where I was just not really worried about my appearance. But I had to shake that off because I know that I am at my strongest side of myself when I feel like me. You know, when I get my hair cut, when I do different little things for myself, you know what I'm saying? And I've been so dead set on focusing on everybody else that I haven't been focusing on my own happiness. And when you focus on your own happiness, sometimes it kind of makes you seem like you're being selfish. And in a sense, you are. There's nothing wrong with being selfish to yourself, you know what I'm saying? As long as it's not affecting others, you know what I mean? And sometimes, in order to take care of yourself, you have to tell people no. And if they can't accept that, that's on them, you know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is. But for the most part, you have to be focused on what it is that keeps you getting up every day. And I was just going through the motions for the most part, thinking that eventually something would change. And what needed to change was my actions. I needed to get up and do something different, get up and make myself look like something. You know what I'm saying? I got my hair cut last week, and so many people said I look like a totally different guy, which I do when I get my hair cut. In a shave, you usually could see my eyes better. Like, when I have hair on my face, you barely probably even notice that my eyes are brown, you know what I'm saying? But when I get a haircut, you can see it, like, really clearly. But anyway, I said all that to say, make sure that you do a little more taking care of yourself, even if it seems selfish at times. There's nothing wrong with focusing in on the things that you want, and sometimes you don't even have to verbalize it. You don't have to tell people that I'm doing this so I can focus on me. You know, just do it. And, you know, see how things turn out. I'll be talking to you guys again real soon. I appreciate you guys for listening. I always appreciate you guys for stopping in. Thanks to all the people that checked on me while I wasn't getting on this junk regularly. But, man, your boy's back. This is Ed Capone. thank you for tuning in. Try those other stations, now you're back again. The daily dose of that Anchor Bone. Now we gon' throw a party, and we gon' be together all day. So holla at me, gonna take a little seat and listen to what I really have to say. Yeah, nailed it.